Recognized, Uncle Walker, D01. Recognized, Emily of Arden, D12.
Hello team, welcome to our fifth Intel update. This is a good one, because we actually have something to report, which is great. Some of which you guys will have already heard, maybe. I don't know, we'll see. But if not, here it is. We have some other cool things to talk about too, so.
Yes.
First off though, congratulations, Emily, being done with your semester.
Yeah. I'm home. It's done. Got all the summer before I got to go back, but yeah.
So the good news for us here, because of that, one of the nice things is that Emily's going to be off for the summer, and I have weekdays off to record, which is unfortunately the reason why Caleb couldn't join us, because he works during the weekdays. But hopefully Emily and I should be able to crank through this season, knock on wood, fairly quickly. So no more delays in getting you season two reviews and that kind of thing. So pretty excited about that. Are you excited,
yes.
Emily? Be excited!
Yes! I'm very excited.
Well, you can deal with all my technical issues. Man, we just recorded episode one and my computer was seizing. It was just terrible. I gotta try and upgrade some of that stuff. So if you are able to help support us over at the Patreon, that will help Rich not have a seizing computer. We'll see how that goes. But we do have some Patreon announcement stuff too. But first, let's get to the opening news.
Yes.
Season 3 has a title.
It does.
Which seems not that big a deal, but it kind of is kind of a big deal because it is Young Justice Outsiders.
We're so deprived of news that a title makes us so excited.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we talked about this a little bit, like, I think people are like really, really frustrated because they want to have, you know, news and they want to have these episodes out, which is great. But, you know, for a normal animated series, when we get an announcement, it's usually after they finish the whole season and we're getting trailers and we're getting release dates and we're getting all this stuff. But we didn't get an announcement that the season was done. We got an announcement that they said, okay, you can make it now, which is pretty early announcement, you know. Yeah, you know, it's gonna be a little while, but I don't know. So yeah, we have a title, Outsiders. I have some ideas on what that might mean, actually, which I thought they might do, which I'm kind of excited about. Emily and I were talking about a little off air. There was a comic back in the day in DC called Batman and the Outsiders, where Batman was training a group of more kind of street level power characters like Katana and Metamorpho and Black Lightning. Then later on, the Outsiders became, it was either Red Hood in the Outsiders. I think at some point it was also Arsenal, Roy leading the Outsiders. I think Nightwing led the Outsiders for a while with different groups of characters. So it's possible we might get this Arsenal, like, runaway characters that we got from the season two. If they're going to do this, I'm assuming that it's not just going to be the Outsiders.
Yes.
But they're talking about the basic premise of the show is going to be this metahuman
trafficking, I think was the word used.
Yeah. And so, which leads to these characters that were being created by the Reach in season two. So I imagine that's probably going to be part of the, you know, the main plot line is going to be, you know, Static Shock and, you know, Ty Long Shadow and those other characters. It says intergalactic, like metahuman weapons ring or something like that. So we're still hopefully going to get some Darkseid. I think some people are upset because they weren't sure if we're going to get Darkseid finally after all of this.
Are people doubting that Greg Wiseman has a plan? Really?
No, they just like to, I don't know. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yes.
We've gotten some intriguing reactions on our Twitter feed about some things having to do with it. And I don't get it necessarily, but I guess maybe. Because previous animated series don't handle things very well, and people blame Warner Brothers for canceling the show in the first place when it was actually about toy sales and a Green Lantern movie, and, you know, it's just more complicated.
Yeah, but that's because there was misinformation for a really long time from another interview with another creator, and it got spread and attached to Young Justice, and it's crazy. I've been in the internet fandom. We latch on to anything we can get, so I understand where that's coming from, but I appreciate that we do have like an actual explanation these days for why there was no season three for 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. But the other thing that people were upset about was the fact that there was, you know, Warner Brothers streaming service and that it was going to be, you know, quote unquote hiding behind the streaming service. We don't know that they're going to charge for the streaming service. They may very well have commercials, but like the CW Seed, which already has kind of a DC Comics show channel on CW Seed, the CW Seed is free. You do have commercials, but the commercials are going to pay for the thing. So I don't have necessarily a problem with that. I would like to have an option like Hulu where I can pay them every month and not have commercials because I have the ability to do that myself. And if that pay that I put into it, if the money that I can afford to pay for it helps other people maybe not have to have commercials too, then that would be fine with me as well. But then they're also going to do a live action Teen Titans show. We had gotten a few years ago some hints that TNT had picked up Titans for a live action show. And I guess they were, you know, pulled that back to do this with Young Justice. But we don't know that much about that either.
I found the full summary for the plot for Outsiders, what they've released so far.
Go for it.
If you want me to read it.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. In Young Justice Outsiders, the teenage superheroes of the DC universe come of age in an animated world of superpowers, supervillains, and super secrets. In the new season, the team faces its greatest challenge as it takes on metahuman trafficking and the terrifying threat it creates for a society caught in the crossfire of a genetic arms race spanning the globe and the galaxy.
Yeah, there you go. So of course they're going to have Darkseid involved in this. He's been involved the whole time.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be drop that plot just watching. Line. Yeah, that's ridiculous to even think that that would happen, I guess. I mean, based on our previous experience with them. And we know that Greg's had, you know, he's got several years of plots all planned out. So it's not like this is just something off the top of his head. He's been waiting to do this and developing these things for a while. So he and Brandon Vietti both. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm interested in seeing what they do because I think it'll be a little bit more kind of a gritty street level thing if they do the Outsiders, which I think would be interesting. And also, we don't know what's happening with Nightwing. Nightwing left at the end of the season, so maybe it's not Arsenal. Maybe Arsenal's on the team. Maybe Nightwing is leading this group of Outsiders like Batman led the Outsiders in the comics. That would be pretty cool.
Yes, so, I agree.
I think that there's some cool stuff. But back to the live-action Teen Titans show, the only thing we know about that is that it's going to be Greg Berlanti and Sarah Schechter, who have done all the live-action stuff, and Jeff Johns, who's kind of the creative overmind for all the movies and stuff like that, is involved as well. And we know that Dick and Coriander, who's Starfire, and Raven are going to be members, but we don't know who anybody else is going to be involved. We don't know if it's tied into the Arrow universe yet. So if it is, then maybe we'll get Roy from Arrow and, you know, the new Kid Flash, the Wally West Kid Flash that they have there. You know, maybe he'll be in there as well. I don't know. We'll see. I kind of hope they make it separate from the Arrowverse because I haven't been super excited about them in the last year or so. And I would like them to tell some Titans-focused, unique stories myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I fell out of love with the Arrow universe, so.
Yeah. I mean, the first few seasons were really good, and then they had some good stuff in it, and the first season of Flash was awesome. And then they just kind of, that when you're doing time travel stuff, you really have to put a lot of thought into what you're doing on a long term. You can't just throw the spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks kind of stuff when you're dealing with time travel weirdness. And unfortunately, that's kind of what they did, at least in my opinion. So it's really hard to follow. And I wasn't a Supergirl fan. The first few episodes, I didn't care for in any way. Really heavy-handed, bad, poor writing. Some of the episodes later in the season was good.
I personally enjoyed season one of Supergirl, just because by that point I'd fallen out of love with the Arrow universe, which just got too grimdark for me. So I liked that Supergirl was a lot lighter. I haven't watched, I think, any of season two yet, and I think the season two finale is coming up this week, next week, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So that's summer catch up.
Yeah, there were some cool episodes later in the season of Supergirl, but the first few episodes, they just were really super heavy-handed with the, oh, they literally had somebody say, oh, there's a girl superhero. Can you believe that? That's crazy talk.
And they wanted you to know.
Every 5 minutes, they're reminding us that she's a girl, and then she kept having to not do what she was doing because she kept having to bow to some superior male authority figure. And I was like, I am already over this.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
There were
so
issues.
Anyway, it got better later on the season and they introduced Martian Manhunter and I heard Miss Martian's in it and that kind of thing. So I'm curious to see how it develops.
Miss Martian comes in season two.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Jean comes in season two?
No, Jean's in season one. Miss Martian comes in season two. And I think I only caught, like, I watched, like, the first three episodes of season two before I fell behind. And I caught, like, one episode with her. And I'm not, I don't love it, but, because we all know how much I love Miss Martian. And I felt like they, once they moved Supergirl over to the CW, they tried to make it a little darker and grittier in general. And I feel like that kind of hurt it a bit. And then they tried to make Miss Martian a lot darker and grittier. And that, I'm like, that, I feel like that just doesn't work for how I interpret her character, but that's just me. Some people really like her, but I need to catch up because I can't really judge yet because I've only seen two episodes with her.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. So I kind of like this creative team and I'm kind of not sure. So I kind of really want the Teen Titans show. Ideally, I would like it to be its own self-contained universe telling its own stories, introducing, you know, some other characters. Also, it would be super weird that nobody had mentioned Batman or Nightwing the whole for 5 years in Arrow. They made one offhand reference to Oracle.
There's one reference in like season one to Bloodhaven existing as a concept.
Right.
And that's about it.
Bloodhaven exists. I do remember that, but they didn't mention Gotham, I don't think. Just
nope.
Bloodhaven.
Just Bloodhaven.
They mentioned Bloodhaven. And there was a joke about Oracle.
Yeah.
Because
they couldn't name Felicity.
Right. They couldn't name Felicity. And she said, I kind of liked Oracle. And
Oliver says, that's already taken.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Like, you can't just make references. You gotta actually show them, please.
Yeah. You gotta follow through. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. Honestly, I'm fine with waiting to see about the streaming service and see whether it's pay or not pay. If it's a buck a month or something, that's great. But usually what I end up doing is I end up just buying the season on iTunes anyway, which is what I did with Young Justice originally, and then that kind of thing. So hopefully they won't block off other digital venues to get it. Because that would suck. Well, let's move on to our next big thing. We have something special coming up in June for the show. Emily and myself and a handful of amazing people got together and did an actual play podcast of the role-playing game Masks, where we played our favorite Young Justice characters. And it was kind of full of awesome.
It was really cool.
It was a great game. We had the honor of Brendan Conway, who was the creator of the game Masks, came on the show to actually run the game for us. And Neil is going to do his editing magic on it, and we'll have effects and music, and it will be hopefully a really good time for everybody.
I'm excited to hear it, and I was in it. So,
yeah.
I was there, and I still want to hear it.
I was in it. And I just want to see, because I've seen what Neil does, and with he is also editor on another actual play podcast series called the Game Master Showcase or the GM Showcase. And I've heard the raw audio because I've run games and played in games with the GM Showcase and then seen what they've done afterwards with the post edits and the special effects and the music. And it becomes really kind of this nice blend of radio drama with, you know, improv and role playing. And it's pretty amazing. This game takes place 2 years after the end of season one, so 2 years into that five-year jump, and our opening scene is Connor and McGann at their graduation, which I think was Emily's suggestion, right?
It was. I was the one who sent that in, and I was very happy with how that played out.
Yeah, that worked really well. What we did is our other guests actually are Ishan Sherwood. You heard him on our diversity discussion session. He's playing Superboy. Darcy Ross from our very first discussion episode played Calder. And Neil Powell, our editor and producer, came on and played Kid Flash, who was amazing as Kid Flash. Hilarious. And what we did was we all sent in suggestions to Brendan, 3 to 5 suggestions on things we wanted to see, or I sent in something like, I would like to see, you know, Dick and Satana on a date, you know, as probably one of the things. Also, what was another suggestion I made was like, you know, Connor knows that Lex is his other dad, but Clark doesn't know. And I wanted to see that scene of Clark finding out from Connor about that. Those kinds. So we just sent in ideas of characters we wanted to see or scenes we wanted to see. What were some of your suggestions, Emily, besides the graduation?
Graduation was one of them. That was kind of that was the first thing that came into my mind. I'm like, I want to see this. One of my suggestions was just Cheshire with an exclamation point, because I love her.
Okay. Nice.
I was like, I don't care how or why, but I would like Cheshire to be here. My last one kind of ended up in the game, which was I sent in just the team hanging out as normal people. because I like scenes of them just, so there was a little bit of that sprinkled in because of how our setup went.
Yeah.
Not giving spoilers, but just how our setup went. We had those moments where everyone was just kind of sitting around talking to each other, because I think that's fun.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah. Masks is really set up for that too. The way that the mechanics work, it's a really great game. It really is Young Justice, the unofficial role-playing game. The action was amazing. The plot twists that Brendan threw at us were crazy. I did not see them coming. It was really a great game. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And it will be airing weekly in June. Also, I have a pre-game interview that I did with Brendan where we talk about the mechanics a little bit so you can kind of get an idea of what we were doing before you listen to it so you can kind of hear how things work. And then we did a post-game interview as well, basically like one of our discussion sessions, but talking about role-playing games in general, the development of Masks, his inspiration of Young Justice for making the game and things like that. So hopefully you guys will be as excited about it as we obviously are.
We are very, very excited.
We're very excited. I can't wait for Neil just to get me the raw audio just so I can listen to it again myself. So let's move on to our next segment, which is doing our reviews and our Patreon backers. We have one new Patreon backer, Joshua Met, M-E-T-E. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Joshua, thank you so much for joining in at the Gamma Squad level. And then one of our other Patreon backers, David Renard, upped his donation level to Team Alpha. So welcome to Team Alpha, David. Our first quarterly Masks actual play of Young Justice for our Patreon backers will be happening very, very soon. Our current two Team Alpha members will definitely be in it. If you do donate at higher levels of Patreon, then you can get a chance to get in the lottery to jump into these games, and we'll be running them quarterly. It'll either be run by myself or Neil or Caleb or Emily. Some of us may actually be playing in it as well, depending on how many players that we have available to do. And they may or may not be recorded. We haven't decided yet. It's going to depend on the players and whether or not they're okay with being recorded. And if it is recorded, though, we'll try and make those available either as through the Patreon account as bonus material for everyone or something. We will let everyone know from there. So thanks so much, guys. We appreciate it. And then we have a couple of reviews as well, a couple new reviews. Those reviews really help us a lot. They get our podcast up in the search ratings rankings, which I've already seen a change since we started. And help other people find the show. There was another show called Whelmed out there that was showing up before us, but I think we've passed them up in the search ratings now. Yes. When people pop that up. Yay. Yeah, so Emily, do you want to share this first review?
Of course. We have, "This podcast is an Aster," from Lord Hermes. And he says, or she, could be a female, don't know. "This podcast is an Aster, awesome podcast. If you like YJ, you must listen to this podcast. Short and to the point, but we still appreciate it."
I like the short, straightforward ones.
It's like, yeah, one sentence, tell us we're cool.
Exactly. Well, I love it when people put in a full review, but this is a good example of how just putting the 5-star rating in, you don't even have to do a review. Yeah. The 5-star rating really helps us. But even just a quick note, because that really helps other people. If there's 100 5-star ratings and nobody writes a review, then nobody understands why you like the show. So even just a quick note like this really helps us a lot. The second and our last one for this week is "Just What I Was Looking For," from Eggs800. I'm curious about the etymology of that actual tag. "This is the first podcast I've ever listened to." Nice. So I have no frame of reference for this whatsoever. I'm assuming this means podcast. "But what Rich and Caleb do for Young Justice is what I want done for all of my favorite shows. I have so much gushing to do about so many facets of this program that I don't know where to begin. If you've watched Young Justice and need to know about every nuance and delve into this show down to its very core, then subscribe to this podcast and don't look back. Please don't stop this podcast, and maybe you can direct other people in how to replicate this for various other shows and movies and video games." I will add #hireable. For consultants for that exact thing. I would also like to have that same thing for a lot of the shows that I enjoy, but I'm not as into as this one. Like, I want to know more about shows like, I don't know, Supernatural or other things that, you know, have a huge fan base, but yeah, might help me get into it a little bit more. And that's it, actually. We have we did so many reviews and things last time. We can actually cut this one a little short. I'm glad we caught up. Oof, that last one was a long one.
Yeah, that hour-long Intel update.
I know, yeah. Do you have anything to add, Emily?
Nothing much. Just we're here. We're starting season two. Look forward to those because I think this is going up before first episode of season two. So yeah.
Yeah.
Our hiatus is over.
Actually, the last thing I want to add is I was thinking about what we're going to do for season three because it's not coming out to 2018. We'll have ended our review sessions by the end of 2017. So we'll probably be continuing our discussion episodes, maybe continuing to do some actual play podcasts. Hopefully we'll get more and more staff and voice actors on the show. So many want to come on the show, but Warner Brothers has them on lockdown for interviews right now. So hopefully we'll get that moving forward. But when season three does come out, I was just thinking, I think we'll have to talk about it with Neil, the producer, but I think we'll probably be, you know, reviewing them as they come out. So we won't really have like a crashing the mode segment because we won't know for sure about what's going to happen, but we probably spend a lot of time speculating on things.
Like we could just do crashing the mode later, do an entire separate series to just go back and rewatch separate each episode after just crashing season three. The
mode. That's awesome. Yeah, that'd be great. Anyway, and that's it. Of course, if you guys want to get hold of us, you can find us on Twitter at the YJ Files. You can find us on Tumblr now, thanks to Emily. Thanks so much at the YJFiles.tumblr.com. You can find us on Facebook at Crashing the Mode. You can find us through our email at whelmedpodcast@gmail.com and on our website, crashingthemode.com. If you can, if you're able to and are able to pop over to Patreon to give us some support for things like my crashing computer, we would very much appreciate that. But even if you just want to go and give a 5-star review on iTunes or some other podcatcher of your choice, we are so grateful for that monetarily or non-monetarily support. And come chat with us on social media. Anything you want to add, Emily?
No, I think you covered everything.
Okay, sounds good. And as always, stay whelmed, everyone.
You've been listening to Whelmed, the Young Justice Files podcast. Our computer is voiced by Madison Ray. Our theme was composed by Emily Mio. Our logo was created by Kevin Bates. Whelmed is a fan-made podcast and is not officially affiliated with DC Comics, DC Entertainment, Warner Brothers Animation, and any other owners of Young Justice or its related source material. As such, these companies have sole ownership of all symbols, images, names, logos, and proprietary material related to Young Justice. Original content of this podcast is ours under Creative Commons. Thanks for listening, and stay whelmed.